Welcome. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and I hope you're having a wonderful day or afternoon or even evening, productive, ready to get going. Today's podcast, we're going to be talking about speed is the key. We're going to continue that series. This is on time and management of time. I know there's a bunch of books out there, and I have a sort of a different way of looking at time, and I live it. And this is more geared toward the management and sales and the marketing individuals. So without further ado, let's get this show going, and I appreciate you joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Well, I hope you're having a great day. Hope you're having a productive day, most definitely. As alluded to, this is the second in the series of Speed is the Key. And it might come across a little bit harsh, but understand, I've pretty much lived through all of this. And I'm very diligent about my time because, boy, I have wasted a lot of it. And I'm not proud of that, but, you know, we live and learn because that's what we're all about, and we're gonna learn as much as we possibly can. This is going to be a no-frill, no-fluff, no-whatever podcast. It's going to be about learning and managing your time to the best of your ability. We're gonna cover what we have covered in the past, specifically about yourself and your personal, I guess, focus, and then we're going to go right into time. So, once again, the components here of business speed include the self and personal, and that's the investment of education. You got to invest in that. You've got to do all of that, and then of course it's heavily linked to time, and that's the point we're going to be talking about today. And then once you manage and once you understand yourself, and that you will make mistakes and you will get bruised and you will scuff your knees, you just get back up, you walk it off, and you do it again. Perseverance and have that purpose focus. Connects with time, how you manage that time, what's important to you, all of that good stuff there. And that's what we're going to talk about here. And then into business. How do we take those two components and then we manage the business and then, of course, leverage? How can we get more out of less? And that is, they're all interchangeable. You can't have great time management, but you're not investing in education. It's a challenge. So once again, let's speed theory. It's about moving your business or profession forward as rapidly as possible. It's about action. It's about each day moving forward, not standing still. It's the optimization and leverage, the time. How can we get more out of a resource that we do not have, we can't create? We can't create more time. It's easier to create more money. So time is far more valuable than money because we can always try to find ways of making more money. But time, it's gone, and it's gone in an instant. Let's remove those distractions and focus on your business and career. Let's remove the distractions of all the stuff that we're going to talk about in time and then move forward as we look to do that. Removing those speed bumps. We have speed bumps, and we'll talk about that in times. We live in this parking lot of business, and there are plenty of speed bumps that slow us down. We feel like we're moving forward quickly, and nope, there's a speed bump. Let's go. Let's get our mind focused. So let's go right into it. Once again, let's not be a fluff person. Let's execute. Let's be very, very critical of what we're doing today and at the moment, the now. It's important to have that because, once again, if it was money, you'd be very critical of how you're spending it, how you're earning it. And time is no difference. It's how you spend time, how you're using it. Is it moving you forward? Are you going fast enough to get more distance? No fluff. You got to be honest about that. We can't wait anymore. So we wait and we say tomorrow's going to be a better day, or whatever the excuse might be. We can't wait. Today is the day we change. Today is the day we think about making those differences in our day. And it's a process, but you have to, within yourself, definitely think today is the day. And we've got to have that urgency and say we're going to change and we're going to move forward. We've got to cover as much distance as we possibly can. There's just like any athlete, there's that is in a race that is a, or anybody that decides that they want to move forward, there's a sense of determination and commitment to that. Because I know for me personally, over the years, I get a sense of just, I don't know, when I do not have that sense of race in my mind, I lack that determination. And I'm as guilty as anybody else, but this is the world we live in. We live in the world of bullets, once again, as a way of just communicating. I'm people who know me know that I just give me the condensed version. Go, 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 go. My attention span, unfortunately, is much shorter as the years I've gone by, where I've looked and produced many PowerPoint presentations. I've presented to many boards and groups, and it's just boom, 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 boom. And so I'm constantly, and I'm working on it. Don't get me wrong. I do like talking to people, but if they have an issue, I just want to get to the issue, and then let's start talking about what strategies to deploy to get past those issues. And so when we start looking at how we once again address the self, the person, is the necessity for education. There's tons of educational material out there. And a lot of it is really good. And you continue to just educate. It is your profession. It is what you do for a living. It supports your family. It supports the community. It supports whatever philanthropic endeavor you find yourself passionate about. You've got to continuously educate. And with the advent of podcasting, blogs, there's ample amount of information out there. And so when we start talking about time, I would highly recommend that the time be spent in, you know, windshield time, anyway, things like that, be spent educating. It's important to do that. You've got to have that fortitude of hope, that grit, that you're not going to quit. You're going to shake it off. You're going to walk it off. You're going to, if something bad happens, if you didn't get the deal, if you didn't, it didn't go the way you decided that it needed to go, and something else happened, because we live in a world that is like that, walk it off. When I was a boy and I would be playing in the let's say the playground, and I remember this vividly. I'd fall, hurt myself, and there was always a bunch of other friends going up to me and say, hey, come on, walk it off, let's get back. And then you just sort of, okay, walk it off, and you move forward. The same thing has to exist in your business and in what you do. You can't give up. You can adjust, you can adapt, you can move, pivot, whatever it might be. But you got to be persistent. You cannot give up. You've got to have a sense of purpose. The purpose of, let's say, Mother Teresa. The reason she got out there and the reason she did what she did is her purpose was to love the unlovable. And that's an amazing purpose. So all of her day and effort with unspeakable sadness, that propelled her and that kept her going. That was her purpose. Find that purpose. I always try to get up, read early. Once again, I recommend this. Read early. It doesn't mean you have to get up at 3 in the morning, read for 2 hours and so on. It's just a way of getting your mind straight. You got to find that team. You got to exercise. You got to do something. You got to move. The oxygen that is necessary for your brain, you got to keep that moving forward. And some of the best ideas that I could think of, and many, I've heard this over and over again in my, quote, education efforts, is that the exercising is critical for that creative thinking and coming up with special solutions, most definitely. Keep it simple. We have a tendency to make it complex. And then in the time segment of this particular presentation, we'll talk specifically about simplicity and be painfully truthful with yourself. Are you doing the right things? Are you getting back up? Are you being persistent? Do you have that fortitude of hope, that grit? You got to have those candid conversations with yourself and maybe find that team that says, you're not doing it right, or you're having issues, or I'm here to help because my purpose is to help you achieve your goals. So on to the time. Okay. We've all heard this, most definitely. The typical day of the busiest person in the world, we've come across all of them. We were probably the busiest person in the world. And the typical day, from what I lived it. This is not a finger-pointing activity by any stretch of the imagination. All of this stuff is me coming to the conclusion that I waste time, that I see other people wasting time, and that commodity of time is gone forever. Have that sense of urgency to understand that that's gone, and you can never have it back. So here's an example of a day. My day, when I was in a corporate environment. Coffee. Oh boy, I needed my coffee. The coffee was important because, well, that was an opportunity for me to catch up on the news from everybody else. Hey, how you doing? All that good stuff. Coffee. And then I would go into my office, and then I would get interrupted. And then we'd chit-chat about the weekend or chit-chat about the week, whoever came into my office. And then they'd leave, and then I got to get recalibrated, right? And then that wastes more time. And then of course, within an organization, there's politics, and you got to talk about that. You got to sit there and chit-chat with individuals that, are dealing with issues. And then by that time, you need coffee. So you go and have that coffee again, and then you go and chit-chat with other people. And then, oh, man, I came across a great video on Facebook, and I need to share it with everybody else because it's funny. It's hilarious. It's got whatever 5 million views or whatever it might be, and it's been shared a gazillion times, but it is worth it. So that time goes by, and man, I'm hungry right now, so I better go out for lunch. And then, I got that afternoon. I better get some coffee and talk to people about their lunch and that video I shared on Facebook. And then sit in my chair and look at the paperwork and then maybe shuffle it around a little bit. Oh, there's some emails that I got to look at. Somebody shared me a funny video again. And then I have to forward and then I got to comment about that. And then somebody comes back into my office and says, I got an issue. We got to deal with that. And then after that, I'm done drinking coffee because, well, by that time, I'm pretty jittery and I do want to sleep tonight. And then we go home. I buzz on home, and then, you know, home is home, and that's all good. And then the next day, repeat what we just did today from scratch again. We might be productive here and there, but that's just the realities. And there's a ton of other distractions that just exist. The computer is a distraction. And so we've got to just be painfully honest about that. We've got to be painfully honest about the fact that we do get interrupted. And our day is focused on things as opposed to what truly moves us forward. So there's no speed in that. There is no, we just grind to a halt. So William Penn had this wonderful quote, "Time is what we want most." Absolutely. But what we use worse, truth. I fall into that. I definitely fall into that, and I definitely have some issues associated with that. So let's talk a little bit about time. Let's get right to the point. As a business owner, I've had the fortunate of opportunity to run a number of businesses, and of course, I've had multiple focuses and multiple interests. But the thing, the item, the point that I look at is revenue. Are we generating revenue today? How are we generating revenue today? Is it a good day? Is it a bad day? That analytic of revenue is vitally important each and every day. What is that return on the time? So if I spend 8 hours, did I generate any revenue? It's important that we have that level of analytics. My time, my expense to the company has to generate revenue. And in a typical day, I'm being distracted, drinking coffee, looking at videos. That's not a good return on time. It does not generate revenue. It's vitally important that we have that mindset, because we can be an overhead. We just are. We got to start thinking about a P&L, meaning profit and loss. If I do not generate revenue, if I do not utilize my time specifically to focus on revenue-generating activities, then I'm a liability. I'm a loss. There's no profit there. The bottom line is in red. We don't want to be in red, but we are, in a sense, a P&L, individual P&L statements. You are a business. This is the mindset that has to be there every single day at every moment. So as I have run a number of businesses, there's this 80-20 rule, right? Everybody hears it, 80-20. I believe it's probably more 90-10. And so when we start talking about 90% of my time on a daily basis, and once again, this is not finger pointing. This is something that I came to the conclusion out of sheer frustration after running business and being an employee, that I realized that I'm wasting time. I'm wasting time for this company, for this owner, and it's a reality. We all get into. So the 90% is this filler work in a day. It's just this stuff that just we get focused on. We go to meetings. Oh my goodness, meetings. Meetings that will last for an hour, hour and a half. And then you got to chit-chat after that. You've got to have that conversation. You've got to have sort of a recalibration. What did that individual say? What do you mean by that? What are the all of the stuff that's associated with the meeting? It generates zero revenue. We got to have coffee. We've got cell phones. We've got Facebook. We've got all of these distractions. Instagram, funny, videos, emails, reports, read, does it work, write something, report something, filler work. And that is a reality. I fell into that. We all fall into that. Technology sort of drives to a certain extent that reality. And then 10% of your day is actually sort of on revenue producing activities. We've got to truly understand the needs of the customer. That's the revenue. That's the point. The company, who you work for, what are their drivers? Are you just sitting there, me personally, once again, sitting there just saying, hey, I'm owed this? We've got to understand the needs of the customer and the needs of the company and look at us and look at us as a business. What keeps them awake at night? I know what keeps me awake at night. What are the right steps? What are we doing to make sure that we are doing and focusing on the right steps? And this whole thing of hope, we've got to be very careful. We've got to have that gratitude of hope, but we got to be very careful about hope, because sometimes hope does not put money in the pocket. I hope that Acme does something, but I'm going to continue to do that. I hope that when I take this individual out for lunch, that individual is going to give me business. We all know. Yes or no. We've got to be very, very selective in our hope. Those are harsh words. That's a reality from my perspective of what I've experienced over my years, that really 80-20, whatever it might be, the reality is that we need to do more on the lower end of that ratio and do what it takes to do that. And then finally, technology. We are supposed to do more with less, but the problem is are we doing the right things with technology? When we sit down at our CRM and plug in all this information on an individual, is that actionable, accurate data? Or is it just, I'm trying to fill this thing because I'm supposed to fill this thing because this technology is here because the company says I got to do it? My recommendation is that make sure that it is actionable. And once again, when you sit down and you're drinking that coffee and you're at your computer, are you doing the things that are actual revenue-producing activities? Now, this is not something that, you know, you can't have 100% of your time being able to produce that. Sometimes paperwork has to happen. Sometimes meetings have to happen. Sometimes you've got to watch that video because it is funny. But you've got to be truthful about it. You've got to be mindful of that reality. Okay. Here's where the rubber meets the road. This is where we need to be. And granted, I'm fully aware of this. If you're not an asset, that means putting money into somebody's pocket, into the company's pocket, into your pocket, into whatever it might be. You are a liability. You're an overhead. You're a cost. And you've got to be diligent about having that mindset that I want to be an asset. You've got to have that. I've got to do and focus on everything that I know that will generate revenue and find people to help you. Be an asset. Do not be a liability. On a daily basis, look at yourself as a P&L. Okay, so the return on time. I keep the the numbers simple here. And because this is a podcast as well, you can go out and find this information. It'll be posted at all of the typical places, YouTube and Vimeo and so on. Return on time. So let's say I've got $100 a day. That's what's my cost. That's it, man. For me to go and to the office or out there or whatever might be, $100 a day. Math is simple. And I generated zero revenue. My ROT, of course, is zero. It just doesn't exist. I didn't produce anything. At that moment in time, I'm a liability. I've got to have that sense of urgency. So the next example here, of course, it's $100 a day, right? And I brought in $120 in that day of revenue. I've got a 20% ROT on my time. I'm an asset. I just brought revenue, money, into that pocket. So it's imperative that we recognize the fact that we want to be an asset. We want to be an asset to the company, an asset to our family, of course, and an asset to the customer, too, to provide that valuable services that I know that can be provided. But once again, change the thinking, become an asset, do not become a liability or an overhead. And think about that return on time, because each and every day, you're costing time. Track it. Track it, track it, track it. Data, data, data. So I'm going to constantly look at, okay, I cost the company X. What did I do to generate revenue? Did I not? Did I have some good prospects? All of these points of information are critical in your daily life, specifically to the company or to your own business. But you've got to track it. We can't just sit and think, okay, it's just taking care of itself, because that's not going to be the case. So you got to track it and have that conversation, once again, that truthful conversation to be able to say, I didn't do it today. I got distracted by more coffee than I should be drinking, a long lunch, whatever it might be. This is a process of changing the way you're thinking, so that in the future, you change it. Okay, so here we go. 80-20, I think it's 90-10. We've got to start shifting and recognizing through our record keeping, through our new asset mindset, we begin starting to shifting to an 80-20. So in a 10-hour day, we have 2 hours. Of course, I have to keep the math simple, so, you know, because if it was 8 hours, it'd be a different sort of calculation, and I'm not going to do that. So in a 10-hour day, 2 hours would be for revenue, solid income-producing activity. It's not rocket science. It's just the fact. And we continue to be diligent about those hours of producing revenue. I recommend, this is what I do, I get down and I look at no computers, no cell phones, no individuals, nothing, quiet, and sit down for half hour, 45 minutes, and I map out my day. I map it out. These are non-negotiable steps. These are the activities that are truly revenue producing. People understand and know that they can't come into my office. They can't distract me during that time period. They can't call me. They can't do any of that stuff, because I'm sitting there specifically looking at the day, and whatever I did the previous day, I sit there and I look at it. And I have that truthful conversation of what really needs to take place. I've got to understand my customer. I've got to understand my company and what's important and what keeps them awake at night, and what are the right steps. I need to be very, once again, truthful about the steps that I am taking specifically to my time. Once that half hour, 45 minutes is over, doors come open, but I am specifically focused on those activities. There's no deviation from it. My morning plan is my daily plan. And that plan then gets to move over to the next day if I don't accomplish, because, once again, a number of activities occur outside of that plan, and then I'm going to have to make that decision. But nonetheless, I'm developing a focus on revenue-producing activities. Meetings. Meetings as a whole are a time slayer. A lot of the day is just encompassed by meetings and more meetings and prepping for meetings and talking about the meetings beforehand and then having that meeting the after the meeting. And then talk about what the meetings are just absolute time slayers. So, once again, you continue to understand the needs of that customer, what keeps them awake at night, and what are the right steps. We've got to have a sense of urgency in our meetings, that where the, you know, I produce an image in my mind of the meetings wall, the meeting room wall closing in, okay? You only have a certain amount of time. That wall is coming in. It's closing. Oh, my goodness, we got to get through all of this stuff, and it's closing before it closes in on yourself. We've got to have that discipline to say, okay, we're in a meeting. It's a half hour. This is it. Let's go forward. Boom. And once again, back to the revenue generating activities and doing what is necessary to bring revenue and be an asset to the company. Technology is a dual-edged sword. I've implemented a number of ERPs, enterprise systems, CRMs, custom systems, and what is interesting about it, there is the hope that the system will be able to, or the technology will be able to do, let you do more with less. And in essence, leverage your time on more revenue-producing activities. It is good. The problem is discipline. And once again, technology is a dual-edged sword. We can get out there and gosh, the internet is phenomenal for just gathering information. But that gathering of information is also leads you to, oh, wow, well, look at that. That's an incredible collection of pictures. And I like that sports video, and it's a dual-edged sword. The level of discipline that needs to be applied when using technology is off the charts. And once again, back to, am I an asset or a liability? Once I start to venture into looking at funny videos, boom, I'm a liability. I stop being an asset, I become a liability. It sounds harsh. I'll be the first to admit that I am one of the worst. I love having a good time. I love listening to those funny videos. Boom, liability. And then, once again, without ignoring it, you've got to have that truth. You've got to have the truth to be able to tell yourself that right now I am a liability. I'm not bringing any revenue into my pocket, nor am I bringing any revenue into the company's pocket, and nor am I helping my customers achieve their, where they are today, the problems they have today, and the solutions tomorrow, and being able to communicate that accurately. So you got to have that truth. It's important to be able to be truthful. And it's no right or wrong. It's uncomfortable maybe, but once again, walk it off. It's no big deal. So when we start to sort of summarize where we were today in this particular presentation, we've got to remember that once again, we've got to have our mind right. We got to walk it off. You're going to make mistakes. Can't achieve perfection. So just recognize that. Got to have that purpose. You got to have that discipline for that mental capabilities. Start thinking of yourself more as an asset and be truthful about that. Am I bringing revenue in? Am I doing the activities that are focused? Am I achieving what my company needs me to achieve? And can I have that awkward and uncomfortable conversation that I would have with my, let's say, sales manager, marketing manager, you know, manager, whatever it might be, director, whatever it is, that my activities are doing what is necessary for the betterment of my company? Time, we can never get back. Time is a component of distance. And if we waste time, we're not moving forward. And it's important that we manage that time to the fullest. Be an asset, not a liability. Be an asset, not an overhead. In your meetings, have those meetings the walls start closing in. Have a sense of urgency. Be in a race. Have that right mental fortitude. And let's move that 90-10 to 80-20 to 70-30. Because boy, that level of production, that level of capabilities reaps huge, huge benefits. Okay, that pretty much. I live it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here pointing fingers, because I'll tell you right now, I live it. I've seen it. I've experienced it. So don't get down on yourself. Just move forward. Tell you the truth. Get going. Walk it off. Visit us at industrialtalk.com. That's where this podcast will be. Of course, we got all of Facebook, Twitters, and LinkedIn and everything else out there. We're also out on YouTube as well as Vimeo. And then all the podcasts are being posted up to the typical podcast locations too as well. I've got plenty of those. But you can see that out on industrialtalk.com. And I really appreciate it. We're going to start talking about the business and really get into the nuts and bolts next time on how we implement and what are those tools and techniques that we can deploy to generate more revenue, to look at business, your customers, in ways that we can truly help. And I really appreciate your time, because I know your time is very important. And definitely, we'll see you next week. You be safe. Be productive. Be an asset. Have your mind straight. Educate as much as you can with that time, of course. And I will see you next week. Take care.